This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we have the founder and CEO of Barakah Capital, Sheikh Bilal Dhanoon, with us. And inshallah, today we're going to be talking about Barakah Capital, which is the initiative that you started, and getting really a behind-the-scenes look at what you guys have going on and the impact that you're already making in the Muslim community, mashallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well and I'm very excited to be sharing the vision, the mission and the values of Barakah Capital.
So Sheikh, I guess let's start right at the beginning for you and your own personal investment journey. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And how, what really brought you to kind of begin this initiative for everyone in the Muslim community?
Sure. So on a personal level, I always wanted to have a passive income. So I'm looking out for the future and having more of a lifestyle that allows me to spend more time with, you know, my family, with worship, with da'wah, going to Umrah regularly, going away. So subhanAllah, you know, I didn't want to continue to be trading, you know, my time for money, right? So I had to look for ways. And then subhanAllah, there was somebody that I knew that was in investments. And so he said to me, look, why don't you invest with us? And so I did. And subhanAllah, we did. But then we actually lost some money because there was mismanagement of funds. There was a lack of transparency. And subhanAllah, then I thought to myself, wow, there's a lot of people that are investing out there, but they're investing in a non-Sharia way, a non-Islamic way, that's not halal. So we don't want to go down that path. We want to find, surely there is Sharia compliant ways to do it and to do it in a way that's going to bring about good returns. And so then sometimes it's the nearest people near you that you don't even know that they're doing it and they're doing it well. So I reached out to somebody that I had an inkling that he's actually doing this, and we got talking, and subhanAllah, he said, yeah, I'm doing it like this. And so he introduced me to to investing and how to do it. And so then we adopted his model. And so then I started looking out in the community for others who were doing it well. And before you knew it, subhanAllah, you know, when you start looking for these things, you'll start to see them everywhere, and you just didn't realize they were all around you. And subhanAllah, we started then learning more and more about the different models that are out there, that are Sharia compliant, that are safe, that are low risk. And I started to invest my money, and I started to see the returns. And I kept on doing it for different industries or different models, subhanAllah. And alhamdulillah, it has liberated a lot of my time, and the investing has been safe. But it took some time, it took due diligence, it took, you know, learning from the mistakes I made earlier by just trusting, people who looked like they were actually honest and spoke in an honest way, but really they were not honest, they were dishonest. So that's how the journey began. And then I decided to bring this initiative to the community. And, you know, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that none of you are true believers until you love for others what you love for yourself. So then I thought about, hold on, what if I bring this to the community and the community can also benefit from it, especially that I've seen, okay, a lot of failed schemes, right? And I saw a lot of people go through what I've been through, and I've seen a lot of people lose a lot more money than what I've lost. So subhanAllah, I wanted this to be a platform for the community to learn how to invest, and to invest in a way that gives them, you know, peace of mind, that gives them confidence to invest their hard-earned money. That's how this came about. Subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, it's been a really eye-opening experience. And alhamdulillah, it's good to know that we now have a platform that offers, you know, opportunity to the Muslim community to do it well, insha'Allah ta'ala.
So Sheikh, you mentioned that you went through a lot of different models for Sharia compliant investing. Can you give us maybe some examples what those models were and what those Sharia compliant models were and how they kind of work?
So the three areas that I really love to invest in personally, and so to my friends and many community members that I've spoken to, number one is investing in an actual business. Now, when you're investing in a business, there's going to be returns or profits from that business, and the profit is shared amongst the investors, okay, because there's regular income coming in. Number two is actually investing in products that are being manufactured, right? And those products are being ordered regularly, okay, by retailers. And then the retailer pays the invoice, and then that profit, okay, is then distributed to the investors. Number three is real estate. And with real estate, you have what's known as joint venture, okay? So here, there's a legal entity known as a unit trust, and this unit trust has units. So you're essentially buying units in or shares in this particular unit trust. And then over time, your shares increase in value, and then you have the option to sell your shares, or when the project is actually sold, then subhanAllah, the investors, they will also receive, okay, their share based on, you know, the profit sharing, inshaAllah ta'ala. So these are three areas that are quite safe if, of course, there is transparency and, of course, there is very low risk and due diligence has been done, and they are Sharia compliant and they are ethical, right? And there is good management, you know, the finger being on the pulse, okay? That's very, very important, insha'Allah ta'ala. And that's something that I personally would recommend to my brothers and my sisters.
So you spoke about Sharia compliancy and Sharia compliant models. You know, for those of us who don't really understand that term or what it actually means, what actually is Sharia compliant?
Sharia compliant is fundamentally three areas. Number one is that there is no riba, no interest component in the transaction or in the investment. Okay, that's the first and that's the most important one. Because when it comes to riba or when it comes to interest bearing transactions, whether you're giving interest or receiving interest, this is one of the major sins in Islam. And Muslims really need to be aware of that, that it's a major sin, not minor, major. And interestingly, what we find in Islamic literature, there are only two times that we read about Allah going to war with someone because of an action. And one of those two times is the person who is engaging in riba transactions, whether he's receiving it, whether he's paying it, whether he is witnessing it, right? This is very, very serious in Islam, okay? So this is the first area that we have to be careful and be aware of when it comes to Sharia compliant, right? You can't be making money from money. It needs to be an asset, a product, right? Number two, it needs to be ethical. It needs to be halal. So you can't be investing in an initiative or a project or a company that is, for example, dealing with pork products or dealing with gambling or dealing with alcohol or drugs and intoxicants. Anything that is haram, you're not allowed to earn any revenue from something which is clearly haram in the Sharia, right? Allah says in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. يعني تعاون is support, help, assist when it comes to goodness and when it comes to that which is pious. But do not, وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, and do not support إِثْم, which means sin, عُدْوَان, animosity. All right? Anything that's going to lead to that. So we have to ensure that, subhanAllah, whatever we're investing in is ethical, is tayyib, is wholesome. You know, so even at Barakah Capital, we feature projects that must not only be halal, but also very pure. You know, we have had opportunities come to us and we felt and we know that this is a beverage, it was, that is not healthy for people, filled with lots and lots of sugar, right? I don't want to be investing in something that's going to be, you know, hurting the people in any way. That's not good for their health. That's very important as well, okay? Thirdly, okay, there needs to be low risk investing, and very low uncertainty. So the Islamic term there is gharar. There must be no gharar. There must be no ambiguity, high risk, right? Uncertainty, lack of transparency. When you don't have that, that's called gharar, and that's un-Islamic. That's not allowed. So we need to remember these three main contributors to Sharia compliancy. That there is no interest, no riba at all, anywhere in that transaction, right? And that there is ethicalness, okay, and purity. And that thirdly, there is no ambiguity, low risk, or uncertainty. Let's remember that, inshallah.
Could you give us some examples of interest-based or riba-based transactions or dealings that some of the Muslim community could be involved in without really knowing?
That's a very good question in terms of breaking down what does constitute riba. So what constitutes riba, number one, is interest on loans. So if you are borrowing money and you're expected to pay back more than the principal amount, the amount that you borrowed, that extra is classified as riba. That's haram. Right, so you can't be asking for extra and you can't give back extra. Okay, the only time you can give back extra is, let's say, for example, I borrowed $100 from you and you're not expecting except $100. So I come back and give you the $100 and I say to you, here's $50 as a gift from me. That's okay. But you did not ask for it. Number two, we have interest-bearing savings account. Because people put their money, they park their money in a bank account and then they're getting interest on it along the way. That money needs to be taken out and needs to be given to certain organizations who will know what to do with it. So if you, for example, approach charity organizations, they know what to do with interest-bearing savings account. If you can speak to the bank about removing that part, that is even better. Number three, we have mortgages, the conventional mortgages, you know, where people are purchasing a home or a car. Again, so they borrow the money from the bank, conventional banks, right? And they're paying, again, more than the principal amount, okay? Now, that is something that's very common in the West. And we have to be very, very careful about that because that is riba. And there's going to be no barakah, okay, in your wealth, potentially in your home. And what I have seen, okay, from my marriage counseling is people who are engaged in these riba-bearing transactions, right, who have no barakah in their relationship and they're fighting and there's so much problems. And subhanAllah, as soon as they remove the riba from their life, their relationship becomes better than before. So sometimes you're being punished, whether it's your health, whether it's your wealth, whether it's your relationships, because of that mortgage that you have engaged in. Likewise, what you can do, inshallah, the Islamic alternative is something known as murabaha. So murabaha is, you know, is basically whereby, for example, you will have, let's say, an Islamic bank, okay, purchase a house for you. So let's say the house is, you know, $500,000. So they will now purchase the house and they will sell it back to you, but they'll sell it back to you for $700,000. They want to make a profit. But now they're buying it and they are the ones who are selling it, but they're selling it at a higher price. We do it all the time. We buy something, we put a markup. That's not riba. That's murabaha. Or they do so with a car. So you can actually not only go to a bank, but you can go to somebody that has money and say to them, look, I'm looking for a car. I'm interested in a car and I'm interested in a particular type of car. So now that person purchases the car and they put a markup on top and they sell it to you and you can even pay it in installments. That's fine. That's not riba. So there are ways to do it in a halal way, right? Sometimes, you know, you're basically charging that extra because of the timeline that, and the repayments coming in over a longer period of time as opposed to being immediate. Another form of riba is credit cards. So you might have a credit card and, you know, you're either, you know, you're paying, again, you're paying riba, you're paying interest because you haven't paid, you know, your repayments on time. Another one would be fixed deposits. So you have a fixed deposit into an account and it's earning you riba or earning you interest. So the alternative to that would be to invest, okay, in a your money in a business, in a product, in real estate that we said before, that will earn you a return on investment, an ROI, right, instead of earning you riba. So there are alternatives. Alhamdulillah, wherever there is haram, we find that there is an alternative halal, and consequently, you're going to experience more enlightenment, more barakah, okay, in your wealth, in your health, in your relationships, and we're going to have a thriving community because it's built upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, Sheikh, what would be some final words or final pieces of advice that you can give to the audience? Who, you know, some of them, they're new, they're looking to invest, they've never invested before. It's kind of a new thing for them, they're kind of scared. And some of them, they're very well experienced and they've done a lot of investments, but they don't know what makes Barca Capital different. What would be your final words?
Well, first of all, make sure that your income is from halal, right? That's the first thing. You want barakah in that income. Secondly, when you come to invest, do your due diligence. Do your research. You know, read the fact sheets. Read the agreement, right? And then, of course, maybe also check in with other investors. Also, you can do your istikhara prayer, as we said, right? Make sure that there's a legal framework. Okay. Make sure that whatever you're investing in, whoever you're talking to, that they're not using any pressure tactics, right? So be careful of that. Look out for the red flags. Don't ignore the red flags. Question what is potentially a red flag, right? So these are just basics that if you implement them, insha'Allah ta'ala, that can be very, very impactful in terms of your result. And, you know, not being part of any scheme that's going to fail. So always, you know, do the work, insha'Allah ta'ala, that needs to be done. Don't go in blindly just because your friend went in or, you know, your friend seems to be, you know, doing so well and you just copycat and you just basically just jump in without any sort of understanding of what you're getting yourself into. You know, ask the questions. You know, what is the minimum amount? What is the minimum period? What is the sort of return on investment that I can expect? Now, of course, from a Sharia perspective, there is nothing definitive. As soon as somebody says it's defined as this is the percentage, that's haram. That's not part of an Islamic transaction. Because we don't know the unseen. So inshaAllah ta'ala, if you do it well and you put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and you understand that with every investment, no matter what investment it is, there will always be an element of risk. But if you've done your due diligence, then inshallah you don't need to be stressed out about the risk. And then, you know, not taking a risk at all is in and of itself a risk. That's life. We need to take calculated risks inshallah ta'ala. And when we do that, bi-ithnillah, the outcome will be good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the wealth of the community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us always to do what's Sharia compliant and what is ethical and what is best for our worldly life and our hereafter.
So Sheikh, thank you so much for your time and for your wonderful wisdom and insights when it comes to investments and when it comes to what you're doing with Barakah Capital, alhamdulillah. I'm very excited to see what you guys achieve, inshallah, in the coming years, in the coming decades, inshallah. Sheikh, where can people find you? People want to learn more about you. Where can they find you?
Jazakallah khairan for the discussion. I think it was very informative, inshallah ta'ala, and may it be of benefit to the community. Anyone looking out to, inshallah, reach me or learn more about what we're doing at Barakah Capital, then please visit the website, barakahcapital.org. Barakallah fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.